Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 24th from 2 Chronicles 14 through 16. Is it possible to recover from really bad decisions earlier in your past? All through the historical books of the Old Testament, the authors tell the stories with an eye to the present experience of their readers and their teachers. What principles were at play in these stories that stand up to the test of time? Can those principles be applied to any current need? Case in point, Judah under Rehoboam and his heir Abijah, contrasted with Jeroboam and Israel, both in the aftermath of the split of the two kingdoms. Rehoboam had been boneheadedly foolish in his response to his people's grievances over taxes. Jeroboam also got what he wanted in the mess, power and influence that had been denied him under Solomon. And the people in both nations suffered greatly under their leaders' foolhardiness. Rehoboam, for a time, stayed true to his earlier form of bad decision-making. In the initial recovery period after the split with Israel, he chose to abandon the law of the Lord. Such a decision was essentially an invitation to trouble, which he got quickly and in spades with the invasion of Egypt and the ransacking of Jerusalem. The people in Rehoboam recognized their errors and repented. God forgave them. But God was also very serious in his response to the totality of their actions. Even though he did not plan to destroy Judah entirely, Rehoboam and his kingdom needed to, quote, learn the difference between serving me and serving the kings of other lands, unquote. We often experience painful consequences to our times of faithlessness, but they are certainly not as severe as they could have been in the mercy of God. However, Jeroboam, and all Israel with him, seemed never to have learned a thing after all that they'd been through. Their only direction was down. While Jeroboam trusted in his numerical superiority and tactical advantages in the war against Judah, Abijah trusted in God. We have not forsaken him. We worship him alone. He is our leader. Your idols are a lie. And so a great deliverance of Judah was brought about by God at the sound of Judah's trumpets when God routed Jeroboam. Two principles of life emerge from this story. First, those who trust entirely and solely on God will be delivered out of their troubles, even when getting there involves some painful brokenness. God is faithful to forgive and restore when we cry out to him like Rehoboam and Judah did when they humbled themselves and confess the justice of God. When Abijah recalled his father's example, he noted that Rehoboam had acted as he did because of the crowd of his peers, themselves pridefully foolish when he was young and indecisive. But he did recover from that series of mistakes in his youth and began to reign with some degree of wisdom up to the time he died. And he entrusted the kingdom to the right son, Abijah, out of the 28 sons he sired. So Judah was healed and continued to prosper as they followed the God of their fathers. Second, Jeroboam's example is a cautionary tale. Avoid his steps at all cost. When you realize what an awful mistake you've made, as he did in inciting civil war with Rehoboam, don't double down by repeating and intensifying the conditions that had made the nation ripe for trouble. Idolatry gets you nowhere but down, down, down. As painful as it might be to admit your sinful pride, confess that the Lord is just for bringing you to the troubles you face, and that he is ready and more than willing to forgive and restore. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.